Hello and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope everyone's having an absolutely wonderful day today. And how are you doing today, Deb?
Austin, I'm doing absolutely wonderful. My voice is about 80% back, which is really kind of nice considering the last few days. And so I'm doing great. But I've got an interesting comment after the elections yesterday. You know, the Republicans lost the House. Now, whether that's because of social media blacklisted us for so long as far as the alternative news or lied continually on mainstream news or through election hacking, I don't know. To me, it seems strange that we lost the House. I don't think we should have lost the House, but we did gain some seats in the Senate. But Brad Parton sent a really interesting text to me today. And he said, Trump lost 25 seats in the House. He said, that's rough, but he gained 5 in the Senate. But let's put it in context. In 2010, in midterms, Obama lost 63 in the House. In 1994, Clinton lost 53 seats in the House. In 1982, Reagan lost 28 seats. In 1966, LBJ lost 72 seats. I'm sorry, 47 seats. And in 2006, George W. Bush lost 30 seats in the House. All in all, the Senate is more important because they approve all the federal judges and Supreme Court judges. Also, if the Democrats try to impeach Trump, he'll be killed in the Senate. Also, every Democrat that Obama campaigned for lost their midterm. Yep. And every candidate that Trump campaigned for basically won. And so it was pretty good how this has all worked out. And so, you know, Obama was seeing around 1,500 people on the campaign trail. Trump was drawing between 20,000 and 25,000. So the reality is this. It doesn't make sense to me, except for those deeply, deeply communist states, how the Democrats took any seats. It's so weird to me that we didn't maintain the House. But remember, they always like to do this. It's the polarity. It's what the Rothschilds want. They want the good and the bad, the positive and the negative. They want to maintain that constant friction in the election cycle. That way they can pretty much manipulate people by controlling both sides of the narrative. So now we're going to have 2 more years of what did Donald Trump do with the Russians during the election? More and yep. more indictments going out, more and more subpoenas going out, more and more junk we got to listen to. And quite frankly, it's going to end up being a bunch of gridlock mess. And Trump really has disappointed me in that he did not try to get the Obamacare back up again before he lost control of the House. But of course, Paul Ryan really controls what comes to the floor. And Paul Ryan, remember, his wife is a hardcore communist. And I guarantee you he's the same way. He's not talking about it. And he's the one that's pushed it. And also remember, John McCain is the one who basically kept Obamacare with us. So chances are now, since this has happened, we're not going to get rid of Obamacare. Because there's no way the House Democrats are going to vote for that. And there's no way we're going to have any of that stuff happen. So this is a pretty big election loss. Trump's doing the best he can to spin it, saying how the Republicans won. No, we kept the Senate. We did not win the Congress. And now we're going to have another gridlock mess going on for 2 more years. So I'm personally happy about the Senate, disappointed in the Congress. But again, I've got a question. If this really happened, if it was as always, theft, fraud, and lies of the Democratic Party, Austin, and the Rothschild boys that control it, what do you think, bud?
Well, the part that's starting to get rather creepy to me, you know, and I watched this last night a little bit with DeSantis, who's the Republican, who's actually the Navy combat veteran that won the governorship of Florida, which I'm thankful to God Almighty that that happened. We didn't get that blithering idiot communist Gillum in here. But the thing was, DeSantis only won by 58,000 votes, guys, down here in Florida. Every election for the last, like, 3 or 4 elections, if you've watched them, they're getting a closer and closer and closer and closer and closer margin between the Democrats finally taking over the state of Florida. Remember, the state of Florida is a huge swing state. It's almost impossible now, as big as Florida is, to win Florida and lose the presidential election now. It's getting very, very difficult to do that. Florida is a huge swing state. This is why we're seeing, because you got to remember, there's a plethora of people moving from California to Florida now because they've ruined their own state. They basically urinated and crapped their own bed, and they absolutely hate it in California now because you can't do anything without getting taxed insanely. You can't make any money without getting taxed insanely. You really can't do anything without getting fined or arrested. So they're sick of it. They've ruined their own state. So now they're trying to come to Florida to ruin this state. There's more people moving here every single year. I think on average now, they said last year, 170,000 people moved to the state of Florida from other states last year alone. A large percentage of those people are from California and from up north. A lot of the Yankees from up north that are moving down here, and a large percentage of them are hardcore Democrats, and that's the way they vote. On top of that, now we saw exactly what we talked about yesterday with the huge Puerto Rican population, with at least 300 of them coming into the state of Florida for basically to get free everything for the next 2 years. If this continues, right? Yeah. If we don't get somebody, as far as we don't start pushing and promoting the true constitutional republic agenda in Florida, and actually have some people that are moving here that are going to support it, we are probably going to lose Florida by the next election. Being honest with you guys on that. Because Florida is a huge state. The Democrats know this. That is why they're pumping as much money. I saw it earlier. I think, Gillum, he had multiple multi-billionaire donors, multiple movie stars, multiple out-of-state donors. I think in total they said they spent $58 million campaigning for him this year. $58 million campaigning for him. And this is the issue that we have. We have these hardcore leftists like Soros and the guys over there as far as with Amazon and Google and Facebook and some of these guys that have extremely deep pockets because they're connected in to the money mafia, i.e. the Rothschild and Federal Reserve in some way, shape, or form, and they're literally funneling tens of millions of dollars to these guys to get this stuff on the ballot and also get these guys to win. I was also in Florida. I was like extremely disappointed. We had almost every single amendment win down here in Florida. Some of the amendments were absolutely horrible. I can't believe anybody even voted on them, including the get rid of dog racing by 2021. I mean, I guess nobody bothered to actually read that amendment besides the title that was on the ballot. It blatantly, what it's going to start doing is building an animal constitution in the state of Florida, and PETA and all the other tree-hugging hippie animal lovers that think that dogs need to be free and run around unmolested and uncontrolled, that basically every single animal needs to have its own rights and its own bill of rights, that we can't fish unless we follow these guidelines, we can't hunt unless we follow these guidelines. That's all in that amendment, and nobody bothered to read it. Everybody just clicked, oh, I don't care about greyhound racing. They don't need to do that anyways. They don't need to bet on it. We'll vote yes on that. That was literally like one of the minute basic parts of that entire amendment, and they put it on the doggone ballot, and nobody bothered to do any research on it, and now it's passed. Now it's law. Now it's an amendment that by 2021, dog racing has to be exterminated in the state of Florida. And then on top of that, these guys with PETA and all these other huge animal lovers, and guys, I'm an animal lover. I am. I have two dogs. I love dogs. I love animals. But I also go hunt all the time. I love killing gators. I love killing nuisance animals like hogs and gators that really, really need to be eradicated as far as in highly populated areas. I'm not a fan like, let's go shoot an elephant in Africa. Like that, come on. That's not really much sport to me. That's a big animal. Unless you're going to eat it or it's really a nuisance animal, I don't see a real big point in killing it. But these guys over here, they want dogs to have their own rights. Some of the people that I even read an article on the other day that actually helped push this amendment and helped write some of it have basically come out now and said that they think it's animal cruelty for you to own a dog. So if you own a dog, it's cruel that you own him, and he needs to be his own entity and make his own decisions, and you need to allow him to do whatever he wants. This is the blithering idiot nonsense that we're having to deal with down here in Florida, and the fact that DeSantis only won by 58,000 votes is quite troubling to me when we had 8 million votes in the state of Florida this year. I mean, it's unprecedented, but that many people either voted for Gillum or that brainwashed, or we had that much election fraud. But quite frankly, guys, from what I've seen and who I'm talking to and what I've seen all around the state of Florida in the last couple of years, I don't think they had to do much election fraud in the state of Florida. I think Florida's turned to that liberal of a state, unfortunately. And it's just, we're going to have to keep fighting the good fight. And yeah, as far as back to what you said, Deb, with the House, the issue we're going to see with the House now as well is there's so many noobs, and I mean N-E-W-B, newbies, that are coming into the House now. Nobody's going to know what to do. This is what Pelosi's Speaker of the House now, which that in and of itself is absolutely creepy to me, because you have Trump, you have Pence, and then you have the Speaker of the House, which is Pelosi now. So if Trump and Pence get knocked out somehow, she basically takes control of the United States government, which that in itself is as terrifying as Hillary Clinton getting in. So that already right there in itself is pretty strange. Now we're going to have to deal with the House, like Dad said, with the subpoenas, them doing everything they can, especially with these young ones that are in here that are coming in now and wanting to take over the House and basically do all this stuff with the Russian hoax with Trump. I think it's just the beginning of it. I don't think, you know, I am stoked that Florida won DeSantis. You know, I'm stoked that we got held the Senate. We got a lot of good Republicans in there now. But again, as Dad said, man, it's always the polarity that they're having here. They're keeping the races so tight now, and they know how to do this. They know how to manipulate the entire system, and they're trying to get the best to get a full Democratic takeover of the House and the Senate. That was their goal this time. Obviously, they stated it. And if they would have gotten the Senate, oh, man, we would have been in a debacle right now. But we're not, and so we're going to have to do the best of what we can. But, yeah, I think we're going to be gridlocked for the next 2 years, Dad, unfortunately.
You know what's interesting to me, because, you know, Ronald Reagan, all the way through the 50s and the 60s, he campaigned against communism. And he did it all the way up through the fall of the Berlin Wall. I mean, he was just constantly Gorbachev tear down this wall because he knew what the communists stood for. He understood what happened in Hollywood with the Red Scare, with McCarthyism, and how the communists came over from Russia, which we've talked about on this show dozens of times that nobody else on any show that I ever listened to ever talks about. I mean, it's ridiculous. And he understood this. He understood what happened. And see, this is what we're starting to see now in Florida. It's the gradual brainwashing of the people in our state and the importation of people who share their values, such as South America. Last year we were in Greece. Harrison wanted to go over there when he had his college break for summer. And we took a few weeks off. And you guys remember, because I reported live from Greece. You know, I did all kinds of stuff on the immigrant crisis and all the other stuff that was over there. Now, what's interesting about Greece is this. I was at a place, you know, what do you call it, just a shopping area, and the dogs, Austin, are everywhere. I mean, they're like dogs. I mean, they're walking all over the streets. There are literally thousands of them in Athens. They get to roam around freely and unmolested. Nobody touches the dogs. It's the liberal mindset. And there was a dog laying in front of one of the shops. It was sleeping. Nice looking dog, like a partial German Shepherd, partial Collie. And I thought, well, this is a nice looking dog. So I walked over to it, and I started scratching it behind its ear with my foot, you know, very lightly. I'm talking like an eighth of a pound. And some guy walks up to me and starts unloading on me and screaming at me because I touched the dog. I molested the dog. I woke the dog. In fact, the dog never woke up. And basically, you know, I was being mean to this animal because it had rights. Went absolutely stone cold berserk. Started screaming at me. And I looked at him and I said, dude, you need to calm down. And he goes, you can't tell me I've got to calm down, because he spoke English and Greek. And I said, well, dude, I said, you've already screamed at me about the dog. I disagree with you for this. We don't do that in our country. We let them run freely. And I'm like, well, I said, that's a problem, isn't it? I said, because they're crapping everywhere. There's dog crap all over Athens. There's dog crap all over your town here. I said, they carry diseases. They carry worms. They carry ticks. And I said, you guys don't understand, they need to have some animal control. And then he went berserk. And finally, I explained to him that he kept yelling at me that, well, I'm not going to tell you what I told him, but it wasn't very nice, and that calmed him right down. He shut up, because I told him, well, never mind, I'm going to say it. I basically told him I was going to knock him upside the head if he didn't shut up and get out of my face. Okay, and because I had enough of it. I know that's not the Christian thing to do. Don't send me letters. I don't want to hear it. Okay, but after somebody screams at you long enough, you got enough of it. I never touched him. I never hit him. Just explained to him the way he understood that he needed to leave me alone. And he did. Once I told him that, he walked away. But it's the communist mindset. It's the weirdo mindset, I call it. The same thing when I was in South America in Peru. I was in Caracas. That was Venezuela. I was in Peru. I forgot. Lima. Dogs everywhere. You know, you remember, Austin, when we went to the island, the San Blas Islands down there, which is like, I suggest you don't go there. Cats everywhere. I mean, just unbelievably. Yeah. And then you find out they let the cats get a little bit older, then they eat the cats. I mean, it's just the weirdest stuff you've ever seen in these countries around the world, and how they handle animals. That's what the leftists want. Everything has a Bill of Rights. Can't own a dog. Dogs should walk freely unmolested and bite your children. It's okay. No, it's not okay. By the way, interesting article from Breitbart today. Midterm elections. Anti-Israel Democrats, which are primarily Arabs, okay, Muslims, and pro-Israel Republicans win key races. Now, I thought this was interesting. He says, the era of bipartisan support for Israel is largely over. Support for Israel is now a Republican issue, and opposition to Israel is now a Democratic one. I don't believe that entirely, because a lot of the people that are Democrats are also Jewish, and they promote Israel. He said, that trend began when the far left wrongly blamed the Jews in the George W. Bush administration, the Israeli lobby for the Iraq war. It accelerated when President Barack Obama, who had long associated with anti-Israeli figures, chose to create distance between the U.S. and Israel. Sorry, guys, including the Iran nuclear war. You guys can finish reading the story about this from Breitbart. Also, what's your next story, bud?
Yeah, absolutely on there. And also, too, in other news, speaking of what's going on in other countries now, Poland's prime minister yesterday revealed that he's very likely to back the country, back Poland out of the global compact for migration. Poland has now joined the United States, Austria, Hungary, and the Czech Republic in abandoning the plan, making the country the fifth to shun the plan to set international rules for migration, is what's a major blow to the UN. It comes after Poland clashed with the European Union over national quotas for asylum seekers earlier this year. So pretty much Poland has said they're backing out. They're not going to follow the UN mandate that they're forcing all these countries to take in X amount of migrants for no legitimate purpose whatsoever. And the country has to absorb not only the people, but all the incredible costs that is associated with that. So Poland's out of it now, which is awesome. But also, too, which is crazy, we see our actual neighbor, Canada, over here. The Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, who's just about as far left as it gets, Somalian Muslim Immigration Minister Ahmad Hussein now plans to increase annual immigration admissions to Canada to 350,000 migrants a year to Canada now. He said, with as many as possible, those immigrants being uneducated, unskilled Somalian Muslims who will live off the generosity of Canadian taxpayers for the rest of their lives, as the article from Bare Naked Islam. So essentially what they're doing now is they're wanting to get, they're pulling everybody out of Somalia now. They're basically, Syria is pretty much about halfway emptied out. I mean, they've pretty much taken the population of Syria, the main populated areas, and they dispersed them all across Europe now. Now they're going over to Somalia and trying to basically empty out Somalia and move all those people over to there. They said, who cares what that just 6% of Canadians want immigration increased. In the poll, that 6% of Canadians wanted that increase. That's it, only 6%. Now, what's going on here, he said 90% of the Syrian Muslim refugees still do not have jobs and have not learned the language in Canada now. They have already been brought in here. Now, Ahmad Hussein said he's fighting every day for more Somalian Muslim refugees to come in, and Trudeau has given him the green light to now increase the migrants to 350,000 per year, which is not as bad as it hit Germany a couple years ago, but 350,000 people is a lot of people and will add up very, very quickly in the years to come. The issue that runs into with this, if they start giving these Canadian migrants this basically free pass to do everything, and they somehow start giving them passports and visas and everything else, guys, where do you think they're going to go next? Do you think they're going to stay in frigid Canada, nice cold weather up there? They're going to transition from Somalia to Canada, which is about as big of a transition as you can get almost. Do you not think they're going to start coming down into the United States? Remember, we've already put huge blockades now on bringing in migrants to the United States from, thank Donald Trump, over the last 2 years now. All that's pretty much come to a screeching halt. Now they have to figure out another way to do it, and what better way to basically massively increase the influx into Canada than slowly let them trickle down into the United States. But I saw it today. I could not believe that they're actually letting these guys bring in that many Somalians now over the next couple years, which, again, is just going to do exactly what we have warned about, the same thing it did in Europe, the same thing it's been doing in every country that allows this to happen.
Well, remember, the average IQ of Somalians is 59.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like,
that's true.
I mean, I don't even know how to make that up or to make that any worse. I didn't know that people actually had 59 IQs that were functional before I read the statistics on that. I mean, of course, they're not really functional as far as a productive part of society, but they can sure spray bullets with an AK-47. They know how to do that. A bunch of sickos. By the way, we've talked about human trafficking a lot. And it's a really good article. It's 35 to 40% of Washington is involved in covering up human trafficking, says ex-New York City police detective.
Wow.
This is a very, very sobering article. Retired detective Jimmy Boots was a member of the New York City Police Department and various out-of-state agencies for over a decade, where he was assigned to investigate sex trafficking. His job brought him to travel the world investigating how these rings operate. Now, here's what he said. It is estimated, now get these numbers, guys. It is estimated there are over 40.3 million people being trafficked. 71% are women involved in the human trafficking. 10 million are children under the age of, say, 18. That's how big this is. Jimmy's career involved many assignments, including being an investigator, a task force to investigate a child and adult prostitution, and even worse, ritualistic killings. Jim saw firsthand how the chain of blackmail keeps all of this covered up. The global cover-up is why the average person can deny that this is going on at such rampant levels, because they haven't heard about it from mainstream news sources, because the mainstream news sources are covering it for the people that are doing it, because they're controlled by all of them. Jim says politicians aren't the only people involved behind the cover-up. There are also power brokers and business people orchestrating this kind of crime against humanity and against children. He goes, Detective Rothstein also conducted experiments to see what effects this had on society. He was also awarded many medals for his work spanning 13 years. When he retired from his department back in 1980, He was made retired after he arrested several high-profile people. Jim has continued his work as a consultant and been trying to undercover and expose this for decades now. And what he goes on to say in all his articles, he said that, you know, when Sarah, the interviewer of this article, said, what effects has this on society? He said, oh my gosh, all of it. You know how this affects kids and the people and what the truth was, how it was used to compromise governments and the military, law enforcement, and every facet of our life? She asked them how much is going on in Washington and the USA. Listen to what he says. According to my work that I did and factual things that I saw, 35 to 40% of the people in Washington are compromised and involved. I have experts like Robert Muren and people like that who have it at 80%. Now, you hear me, guys? 80% of the people in Washington, D.C. are involved in child trafficking, pedophile rings, and ritualistic killings, according to this author. And that runs a gamut of everything involved, thus the political everything else is going on. This, he says, when asked to elaborate on what involved means and if this was to do with blackmail, Jimmy shared with Sarah the following, quote, yes, that's what is done in both industry, politics, and our military. Again, I have examples. As I told you, everything I talk about, I have factual examples of what happened. They were neither investigations or cases that I personally did, not that I read about. So that's what all of this is based on. Ritual is killing, torture, murder, child trafficking. Unbelievable. This is what Detective Rothstein said regarding if Donald Trump has integrity and is going to do something about human trafficking. Here's what he says. I would say that if anybody's going to do it, he's going to do it, you know. That gets interesting. He's doing a business deal, but I can guarantee you one thing, that he is going to do what he wants to do. And as you know, if you look at the right people, just look at what's happening, people talk about all of a sudden what's going on. He also says there's a stuff in the works right now, that some of the stuff being exposed, especially on the human trafficking, pedophilia, and the stuff within the church. It's not happening on its own. I mean, this is just absolutely nuts what's happening all over the country now and how this stuff is getting exposed. Guys, we talked about this years and years and years ago. Me, Hodges, and Hagmans are the only, and Jeff always talks about everything too. He's great. We're the only ones that discuss this stuff. Hagman has done extensive investigations into child trafficking where he is. Guys, this is all part of the ritualistic sexual abuse they do in their satanic ceremonies. I hate to say it like that because it's also unbelievably negative. But, you know, guys, watch your children, especially little boys, little girls under the age of 8. Just make sure you really take good care of them and not let them get running around in public and get abducted. This is a major, major problem globally and in the United States, and it has completely and totally corrupted, according to this author, the fabric of our government and how things are run in Washington, D.C., which I personally believe, Austin. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so too. There's no question about it, because when you see some of these people do complete and total 180s on stuff, you know, a lot of times it doesn't make any sense. I mean, we saw that with Governor Rick Scott when he was down here. I mean, this guy was turned to be a complete and total crook, lied just about every single thing that he could, and then turned around and signed one of the most egregious gun laws in Floridian history. And when he first was elected, man, he was strongly supported, like AAA rating by the NRA. And this is what he did, you know. Whether or not he was involved in something nefarious, I don't know. I can't prove that. But I can tell you one thing. It seems to me that a lot of these guys, not all of them, but a large percentage of them, well, whether they're in there long enough or they're wrapped up in a lot of weird stuff, at some point in time, it becomes very, very difficult for them not to be compromised. And that's just pretty much from what we've seen at a lot of angles now. Also, too, in other news, this is pretty crazy stuff. This is something that doesn't surprise me, especially with what we're trying to do with all the weird new technology that seems to be building speed faster than we've ever seen before. One of the latest new tech news comes from a Netherlands-based company who recently announced their intention to create space based human reproduction within the next decade. The name of the company is Space Life Origin, and their goal is enabling sustainable life beyond Earth. The company plans to use its patent-pending technology to create the first generations of humans not born on this Earth. They're aiming to complete the first three parts of the mission, which is a four-stage mission, by 2024, which will create the first human baby ever born in space. They said if humanity wants to become multi-planetary species, we also need to learn how to reproduce in space. Space Life Origin is thrilled to announce this mission's program. The beginning of the process is called the ARC, of course. It will send 1,000 radiation-shielded tubes filled with male and female reproductive cells to space from across the globe. Next is Mission Lotus. It involves launching what the company refers to as Space Embryo Incubator into orbit. It will be loaded with male and female reproductive cells that are automatically conceived upon arrival in space. The craft will include zero-gravity environment in orbit. It will be capable of creating gravity that mimics Earth. So it goes on to say in this article, I mean, it's some pretty weird stuff that they're wanting to do. And the thing to me about it is they're saying that this is going to be, you know, natural, this and that. But how do we know that this isn't something they're already starting to plan on doing? Because they're going to start doing some real weird DNA, CRISPR-9, gene editing, whatever you want to call it. We already know they're doing it down here. Who knows what in the world they're trying to concoct now up in space and make this happen. But I thought that was a really crazy article that we see. We've heard about this stuff for years, but now we're actually starting to see it come into fruition, Dad.
Well, they're going to change the species. They did it in Genesis chapter 6.
Yeah, I mean, that's true.
Again, the Bible's right. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be upon my return, is what Christ said. And it's true that they're going to change the species. I'm going to say it again. They're so jealous of human beings because we were created in God's image and these demons weren't. Lucifer was not. The fallen angels were not. They're jealous because God did this, and they're angry that they're not us. And these people hate God. They hate his creation. They hate everything that has to do with God's creation, and they want to invert everything. So if that means going in and destroying our species via the DNA changes, that's exactly what they're going to do. So we need to not be surprised when we read articles like this, because that's what they're doing. Speaking of a strange DNA, Louis Farrakhan. Okay, here we go. He's over in Iran now talking. He's one of Obama's buddies. And he's chanting while he's in Iran, death to America. Now, I have a problem with this, all right? Nation of Islam leader Louis Farrakhan led a chant of death to America on a solitary visit to Iran this weekend. According to Iranian news sources, he also led a chant, death to Israel. Farrakhan visited Iran ahead of the renewal of U.S. sanctions against the regime at midnight on November the 5th. The renewed sanctions are the result of the American withdrawal from the government agreement negotiated by the Obama administration. Now, here's the problem I have with all of this stuff. when Albert Pike, the grand whatever, you know, master of the, you know, the satanic Masonic lodge, you know, 1865, who was pardoned by Johnson, causing Johnson to get impeached, General Albert Pike. When he wrote the letter to Manzini, he said they wanted to have the first, they set up all three wars. The first one was basically what happened with World War I. The second one was what happened with World War II. And the third one, they want the Christians and basically the Jews, the Zionists, to go to war against the Muslims. And now this got, that we got this clown who lives in the United States, who's become super wealthy here in the United States, shouting death to the United States. That's why I don't understand any of this, Austin, because these guys basically make their living in the United States, and they make their living by trying to destroy the United States and getting other people to promote the destruction of the United States. All these guys care about, as far as I'm concerned, is money. That's it. All they care about is what they can get from other people, how much money they can get in, you know, donations, and how much they can influence people. I mean, the whole thing is absolutely nuts on this stuff. By the way, the Food and Drug Administration requested a $25 million study on cell phone radiation, but after they got the results, they ignored the fact that this cell phone radiation causes cancer. This is nuts. It took 19 years, and they found clear evidence of tumors in the hearts of male rats, some links to tumors in the brains and the adrenal glands of male rats. However, the Food and Drug Administration, which has requested the study in the first place, is casting doubt on the study's conclusions, claiming that the results on the rodents cannot be extrapolated to humans. Now, this is ridiculous why they do it to start with. So here's the thing that I've got to say. Cell phones, Wi-Fi radiation, is a frequency that's contrary to your body's frequency and your energy fields. And when you get inside of it for extended periods of time, it starts doing things to your own DNA. Make sure you use speaker phones. Make sure you block the Wi-Fi signal if you can. Make sure you turn off your router at night. Very, very important. By the way, in France, President Macron, who wants to rule France like a Greek god, is now calling for the European army to conquer and to counter perceived threats from Russia, China, and, get this, Donald Trump. I mean, more and more and more of this stuff and rhetoric is going against the United States. Europe is dependent on the U.S. as Americans finance more than 22% of NATO's budget. What do you think, Austin?
It's crazy, man. You know, the biggest thing to me is there's absolutely no legitimate purpose for us at all to be spending a single penny on anything outside of the United States until we actually have a balanced budget and we're not trillions of dollars in deficit and owe money to a Federal Reserve private banking institution that lends us our money back at interest. There's zero excuse whatsoever. I've been so tired of hearing about this all the time, but us giving money to the UN and giving money to NATO and giving money foreign aid to 50 different countries all the time, including Saudi Arabia, which is one of the most oil-rich countries in the world, unbelievably wealthy. I mean, they run around in $2-3 million cars and wreck them and leave them on the side of the road after they wreck them because they just don't care. It's too much work to pick them up. I mean, this is what they do over in Saudi, yet we give them money still. This is beyond bizarre to me, and this is one pet peeve of mine that I really wish Trump would do, which he has done some. He has done some. But overall, in general, I'm sure it's a very difficult, daunting task to hack off most of the world as far as when you stop giving them money, which is funny when you think about that comment that I just said there. The rest of the world will get mad at us when we stop giving them our money. That's always a real clear indication of who your friends are. And remember that. If you're actually helping somebody out or you're giving somebody money, you're taking care of somebody like we do to pretty much the rest of the world for free, we don't ask anything in return for the most part, and all of a sudden you stop giving them money and all of a sudden they get mad at you and demand you keep giving them money like Israel does on a regular basis when they pitched their giant hissy meltdown fit a year and a half ago with Netanyahu when they came over to Washington and demanded that $40 billion was not enough in foreign aid. They wanted $50 billion now because they were Israel and they said it and they expected it. This type of behavior to me is obnoxious. It's annoying. It's childish. And I would never even listen to what these guys have to say. I would tell them they got 200 plus nuclear warheads in their arsenal. If they can't figure it out on their own by now, tough luck. It's called natural selection. If you haven't figured it out yet, then you're going to figure it out real quick. But this whole nonsense that we're doing and spending hundreds of billions of dollars every year to give to all these other countries because they simply want free stuff, all it is another form of socialism. That's what all it is. And so this has been going on and on and on and on to the point that it's going to completely bankrupt the United States. I mean, what's going to happen now, I mean, in the next 5, 10, 20 years as far as with Social Security? That's a topic that people have been kicking the can down the road for years now, and nobody wants to talk about it. Me, I'm paying a significant amount of money in Social Security every year. I'm 30 years old. Do you think I'm ever going to see a penny of Social Security? Absolutely not. So what point in time are we going to continue doing this? Because we have people that have put in their money their entire lives into Social Security that deserve it, but where are we reaching a point where we're going to say, okay, this isn't working. This is unbelievably insolvent. We can't pay for it anymore. Where are we going to start looking at these numbers and start deciding what we're going to do? Because it's not fair to the people that have paid money in for the last 50 years now, but it's not fair to the kids that are in their teens, 20s, and 30s now to continue paying in money that they're never going to get a hold of. These are things that need to be addressed, and nobody wants to talk about them. They're like the big, giant, pink pedophile in the room his dad talks about all the time. Nobody wants to talk about. Just sitting there, breathing heavy, looking at you weird, and everybody goes, don't look at him. Pretend he's not there. We just won't talk about it for 2 more years. This is pretty much what we're doing this election now. That's why I brought that up earlier with all this stuff, with all these amendments. Everybody just wants, okay, we're okay now. We still have the Senate. They have the House. Dude, it's going to be a handful now. It's going to be an absolute handful. Also, too, in other health news, this is interesting up in New York now. The school department, the Rockland County Health Department, and the state of New York has now notified all schools that any students who are not vaccinated for measles cannot attend school for 21 days due to the measles outbreak. Now, ironically, the measles in itself from 2004 to 2015 killed zero people. Zero people died in the United States because of measles for that 10-year period. In that same period, 108 children died from the measles vaccine, according to the VAERS database in that same period. So this thing you have to ask yourself, the paper that they basically made a copy of and posted online is the exact paper that they sent them. They said there are currently 33 confirmed cases of measles in Rockland County, a frightening fast increase of these cases. The health department is thereby taking following steps. They go on to say how this, what they, all the people that have said on it, said, okay, during the meeting, the following announcements were made. As of next week, the health department will begin the process to have all schools in our community dismiss children without vaccines for 21 days, regardless of whether or not anyone in the school has the measles, including students with religious and medical exemptions. Any school that does not comply will face severe fines. Parents have until next week to vaccinate their children immediately. If your child is vaccinated prior to the order going into effect, they will be allowed to stay in school. After the order has been issued, any unvaccinated children will need to remain home for 21 days regardless if they subsequently receive the vaccination. If a child remains unvaccinated, he or she will need to remain home until 21 days after the last confirmed outbreak in the community. This right here, again, is going right back into the full-blown medical tyranny. They're basically giving you two choices here. You either vaccinate your child immediately with the measles vaccination, which ironically enough, as you guys know, a measles vaccination does not exist anymore. It's only the measles, mumps, and rubella vaccination. You cannot get just a measles ampule anymore. They do not exist. Merck has made that very, very clear and made very strong sure of that. So every child has to get an absolute onslaught of all types of toxic adjuvants. On top of that, now 21 days is the minimum. They're saying right here, if the child remains unvaccinated, they will have to remain home until 21 days after the last confirmed outbreak. So if there's another outbreak in the community during this time, that 21 days starts over again. Well, in most school systems, once you miss that much school, they're going to hold you back a year. They're not going to let you graduate because you're going to miss exams, you're going to miss quizzes, you're going to miss projects. 21 days is quite some time, and more than likely it's going to extend past that if there's anybody else that shows up with a measles outbreak. So what they're doing now is they're forcing the kids that don't have the measles vaccination, which you got to think about this for a second too. if the kids that have the measles vaccination supposedly are completely okay, they can't really get the measles, and the children that could, that don't have the vaccination, could get the measles, you know, technically, because they don't have the vaccination, why really does it matter if they come to school or not? If they get the measles, they're going to have to deal with it. The kids that already have the vaccination, they've already shown the measles vaccination doesn't work. The kids that are contracting the measles already had the vaccination. No kid in New York that has gotten the measles, that has contracted the measles, was unvaccinated. That's what nobody wants to talk about in this entire article right here, that completely will throw anybody for a loop if they have any type of concrete rational thought. Nobody that is unvaccinated is contracting the measles in New York right now. It's only children that already had the vaccine, and now on top of that, they're forcing these kids to either get it, miss school, more than likely miss an entire grade and be held back for a full year, or go get a toxic MMR vaccine right now. As it says the thing, it says it in bold right now. Parents have until next week to vaccinate their child. Big, bold, black letters. Meaning you have to do this right now, or else we're basically kicking your kid out of school and we're going to hold him back a year. This, again, is the medical tyranny that ensues when you have an out-of-control, basically CDC, and you have an out-of-control government that tells everybody that vaccines are safe, vaccines are healthy, vaccines are good for you, vaccines don't have any side effects, vaccines are 100% safe. This is what happens when they have to force the population through propaganda and through the rhetoric that they've spewed for decades upon decades with these vaccinations now. This is what they're resorting to now, Dad, to try to force the last holdouts to try to get vaccinated.
That's exactly right. They're trying to make the children fail. And
yep.
The parents are going to get so desperate they're going to vaccinate the children just so they don't get set back a year, because they know if they get, it's going to happen next year. So a lot of schools, I don't know what New York has, Austin, but you have X amount of absentees you can have per year. And that's it.
Right.
If you miss more than a certain amount of days, you have to repeat the year. It's just they had to do that because of kids playing hooky and parents pulling kids out, et cetera. So whether or not the teachers give these children their homework and their assignments when they send them home for the measles 21 days, and how many times is that going to happen? Because let's say they have someone come down with the measles after they've been out for 21 days, and now everybody has to get another 21 days to get vaccinated. Like you said, complete and total medical tyranny again. By the way, former J.P. Morgan trader now has pled guilty to manipulating precious metals markets for years. I mean, hello, duh. An exhaustive investigation of the silver market by the U.S. Commodities Futures Trading Commission managed to miss serial acts of price manipulation in gold, silver, platinum, and palladium and futures contract markets. John Edmonds, 36, of Brooklyn, a former J.P. Morgan Precious Metals major bullion trader, admitted he engaged in a six-year spoofing scheme from 2009 to 2015 that involved placing orders for precious metals futures contracts with the intent to cancel the orders before the execution in order to manipulate prices. He recently pled guilty to commodity fraud, conspiracy to commit wire fraud, commodity price manipulation, and spoofing, and faces up to 30 years in prison. That'll never happen, but expecting a lighter sentence. There you go. He said that he learned this practice from more senior traders and that his supervisors knew exactly what he was doing. Guys, the gold market, if it had just kept up with the M1 money market, you'd have, as far as money in circulation, gold would be $20,000 an ounce right now. It's absolutely insane how they've manipulated all of this and continue to manipulate all of it. I mean, it's nuts. By the way, 20,000 migrants, almost all armed with knives, are pressing to cross into Europe's welfare countries through Croatia. This is nuts, because the Muslims like these big old blades. More than 20,000 migrants are gathering to storm the Bosnia-Croatia border to enter European nations, and Austrian intelligence warns that many are armed with knives. There have been clashes with police, and almost all of the migrants are young men, soldier age, from Pakistan, but they're all many Iranians, Algerians, Moroccans, Somalians. And you gotta love these Somalians. I give somebody with a 59 IQ a doggone giant blade to run around with. This, nothing good's coming out of that. The United Nations High Commission for Refugees has provided prepaid debit cards, we talked about that the other day, with George Soros, and that are sustaining most of the migrants. Pro-mass migration activists are trying to compel Croatian police to stop protecting the border by warning that they will face pressure and global media outlets if they do not allow these 20,000 armed migrants with very low IQs to storm into Europe and cause all types of mayhem. Guys, this is absolutely nuts that this is going on in Europe and continues to go on. Furthermore, in Mexico, 100 migrants now, including children, have been kidnapped. The Zetas drug cartel, deserters from the Mexican Special Forces, is probably the culprit. I mean, not only do we have this giant convoy of people coming to the United States, they're now looking at this convoy as a smorgasbord of human trafficking. Now they say we don't have to go into their homes anymore or try to steal them in the middle of the night from their programs. We can now get them out here on the street and basically track them this way. The Human Rights Commission official said that the federal government has put a strong pressure on transportation companies to not pick up migrants along the way, which they're doing to basically traffic these children, which forced them to walk through an unsafe area known as the largest grave in the country, where hundreds of people have disappeared. It's not hundreds, guys. It's tens of thousands. As many as 20,000 migrants a year, there I told you, tens of thousands, are kidnapped and ransomed by criminal gangs, and three out of five women and girls, three out of five, okay, that would be 60% of the women and girls, are raped during migrant journeys. Guys,
golly.
Really? And these guys are putting these people on the street and allowing this to happen to them, allowing them to get raped and everything else. And it's so incredibly sad to me, Austin, that mainstream media won't talk about it for what's really going on, which they're also ignoring, by the way, the Senate investigation report that found zero evidence against Kavanaugh in sexual abuses and investigation. I mean, zero evidence. The committee spoke with 45 individuals and took 25 written statements relating to various allegations and found absolutely no proof of anything. And now they're saying that the one doctor who accused Kavanaugh, that she may have mistaken Kavanaugh for somebody else, though she already has her $1 million book contract. Austin, these guys nauseate me, bud. You know, it's so funny to me. This show is going to go on forever until we decide not to do it. Here's why. These guys aren't going to stop. I mean,
no.
Just the fact that this Democratic wave that took over the House of Representatives now is going to give us all of this news to talk about. I'd rather talk about happy, happy things like how to lower blood pressure, cholesterol, triglycerides, and how to lower, you know, and feel energy, have tremendous energy, and feel great every single day. But these guys in the news, all they want to talk about is, you know, the Democratic lies and what's going on from a global standpoint. Now, I want to cover one thing that I talked to Steve Quayle about yesterday on this, and this is very, very, very important. A lot of you guys aren't aware of this, but they're building robotic dolls now. They're basically robots that they're going to use as sex surrogates. And Steve sent me all this information yesterday. And the reason that this is happening is when a man sees a picture like, you know, pornography or a naked woman or his naked wife, it should be, his nucleus accumbens, which is part of the brain, starts dumping a bunch of dopamine in. And it's almost like he hasn't had any food to eat in 2 weeks, and suddenly he's getting a whole bunch of food to eat all at once. He sees a smorgasbord. The same type of dopamine triggers happening in the brain. When this happens, when you have people that can't control themselves, you know, they kind of do whatever they want to do, right? And that's why they're using these dolls now, because these guys are getting the same stimulus factor from that to the nucleus accumbens. And I find the whole thing bunch of sick weirdo stuff, but guys, they're doing this on purpose because they're doing everything they possibly can to destroy the relationship between men and women. And the article that Steve and I talked about was from PJ Media, and it says screeching harpies vow no sex unless men vote for Democrats. Now, a harpy is a mythological figure of like a half bird, half woman with evil intent that's like a nightmare to deal with. They're called a harpy. And it says, screeching harpies vow no sex unless the men vote for Democrats. It says, since scratching and beating on the doors of the Supreme Court had zero effect on keeping Justice Brett Kavanaugh off the court, the screeching harpies, the ladies of the left, have decided to go with a new tactic, a sex strike. That's right, fellas. You're all out of luck with the leftist girls, because they're saying that unless you vote for the leftist people, you're not going to be basically have any sex with your wife, with your girlfriend, or whatever anymore. You're going to do what they tell you to do. A woman's sex strike against sex service, according to this article, refusal to do it out of a sense of obligation, would force us to confront these basic inequalities. And our current administration has amped up the notion that women are mere extensions of the male's will and pleasure, and they serve at every turn. Guys, they're doing every single thing they can to destroy the relationship between men and women. They want to create a bunch of militant, hardcore, leftist, Amazon lesbians. Now, I can't be any more clear than that. They want to make women that are so god-awful that no guy ever wants to look at them because they're a bunch of screeching harpies. Then they want to give you a sex doll to trigger your nucleus of Cubans so you'll stop having sex with women and they can bring the population down. Remember, this is the goal of the Jason scholars from the 50s. But the primary thing they want to do is destroy the population growth. As many gays, many lesbians, as many screeching harpies, and as many of these weird things that they can do, they're going to do. What do you think, Austin?
Yeah, I mean, and also, too, think about it from this aspect as well. Not only is this going to decrease the population, as you just said, but this is going to greatly promote the transhumanism agenda. This is going to start pushing into that men breeding with machines, women breeding with machines, this transhumanism. Because remember, the sex dolls that they're building right now, I've read multiple articles on this topic because when it first came out, I found it very strange but intriguing at the same time because I'm at this age now where, you know, I remember when dial-up internet first came out. I still remember VHS tapes, you know, and that's not, I'm not super old. I'm 30 years old. But I've seen this huge swing to where in my early teenage years, we had basically dial-up internet that finally came in, and the family had one computer that was super slow that nobody hardly used, and the only thing we used it for was, like, Oregon Trail once a month. I mean, that's where we come from on that. And the aspect with the computers now and the phones and all this technology to now we're building literally sex robots that we're trying to pump into the market. Now, I read an article the other day in Canada or something that they have a sex robot brothel. That's what they're building now, the sex robot brothel. And again, it's going to massively decrease the population. And then on top of that, it's going to turn around and it's going to really normalize this whole transhumanism aspect of mending humans with machines. Because after you have a large percentage of the population accept this and think it's okay and actually engage in it, having sex with a sex doll, robot, android, whatever you want to call it, and going in and meshing these two things together to make them even more realistic and eventually making like a RoboCop version, a half-human, half-machine, is going to be pretty readily accepted. And another thing that was quite troubling to me, too, I saw an article the other day, it wasn't even a Christian perspective on this, but a female from the United States went over to a big trade show in China, and the trade show was basically a big sex trade, so like all types of porn stuff, you name it. I'm not even going to get into all of it, but she said the creepy part about it was over there, the dolls, the sex dolls, are getting smaller and smaller and starting to resemble children more and more and more in China, increasing the aspect and normalization of pedophilia now. She said when you go over there now, a lot of these sex dolls they have over in China literally look like early teenage girls, like 12, 13, 14-year-old girls. And she said it was incredibly creepy because a lot of people were interested in them, and again, it's going to normalize that very sick, perverted, pedophile weirdness that we're having to deal with right now that really, really, really needs to be exposed so bad, Dad.
You know, you're absolutely right, and I hated to get off on this topic today, but it's something that we needed to address. I talked to about Steve yesterday, and he said the same thing. It's something that people need to be made aware of. Guys, I love you. I appreciate you. I had the awesome privilege this morning of praying for you. You guys are awesome. Thanks for putting up with my raspy voice. It's getting better and better. And I love you guys. I really do. I thank you for your support. I thank you for getting your multiple vitamins from us. I thank you for being here for us and just always thinking about us and being listening to us on the air. You guys rock the planet. I'll do the write-up, Austin, and go ahead and finish it, and I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. God bless.
Absolutely, guys. We really do appreciate your support. Thank you for everything. We had a customer call us in today, Laura, and she gave us a really nice donation to help out with the show. And again, I never asked for money because, quite frankly, it's not something I ever asked for because we have our supplements and we have our Health Masters. That's how we fund it. But when we have some of our customers do that and call in and help us support the show, it's absolutely incredible to see how much of a positive impact and talk to you guys. So I had the privilege of talking to her for a few minutes today. And, of course, you know, we have all the different natural supplements, pretty much the best quality supplements you can get in the world. The Ultimate Multiple is one of our base products that I always recommend to start off with everybody. Ultimate Multiple Capsules, the Ultimate Multiple Chewable, or the Ultimate Multiple Powder. You pick it, it's pretty much here for you. Also, too, be sure to check out, if you guys saw the product of the week, which won today, the HGH Stimulate by popular demand. This one's always very popular when it gets voted. It pretty much wins every single time and hasn't been on there for a while. So I put it up there, and, of course, it won by, like, triple the votes. And so I put it on sale for 17% off. It's on sale for almost $15 a can right now. One can's actually cheaper than buying three cans in the three-pack special as far as on a per-can basis. So be sure to check that out on the website at healthmasters.com. And, of course, we just got the other products listed that you can vote on up on there. So be sure to check those out and vote for the products that you want to see win. If you guys notice, I have the purple sticks up there to vote on. I just got two fresh pallets, brand new. We're the only company I know so far that has a brand new pallet in. And so they're basically on the website. We have them in the bulk pack as well, in the three-pack special, and the case lot discount already back on the website. So I know that's a really, really popular product, pre-workout. If you were trying to come off coffee or stimulants or some type of energy drink, another good comparable product is the purple sticks to be able to come off of those. So that's on the website as well right now. And of course, we also have the Alpha Male Stack, which is finishing up its special that we had on over 22% off. We'll be doing a different special here probably next week, and I just wanted to make sure you guys have the opportunity to try that one. The Tribulus fuel that's in that kit is incredibly effective. It's one of the highest concentration sappins of Tribulus of any product that I found on the market, because you guys know I've been into bodybuilding for years. I tried a lot of different Tribuluses out over the years. Couldn't find anything that really, like, I just noticed it. There were some, you know, I felt a little bit off of it, but when I tried this product from the company we work with that's out of Switzerland, it's just absolutely far from anything else I've tried, and that's why it's so popular. So you can order the Alpha Male Stack kit and get the whole kit for 22% off, or you can just try the Tribulus Fuel is a standalone natural testosterone booster on the website as well at healthmasters.com. Thank you, guys. We appreciate you. Thank you for everybody that got out and voted. Thank you for supporting this constitutional republic. We have to continue fighting the good fight. As Dad said, these guys aren't going to let up. These guys are not going to stop. This hardcore leftist communist ideology now that's really broke through the surface and reared its ugly head to everybody, it's here. It's now, and we have to continue pushing harder than we even did before to battle these guys as much as we can. So we appreciate you. We thank you. You guys have a blessed, safe, awesome night, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow, as always.